Blackstone Audio presents
Sweeney's Run by Jack D. Hunter. 39 degrees 27 minutes north, 76 degrees 2 minutes west. The gusts were out of the northeast, chill and damp and stirring the shallow Chesapeake headwaters into a nasty chop. But the rental boat, a 22-foot cabin-type runabout with twin 60-horsepower outboards, kept its poise, even under reduced power amidst winds astern and a tidal current from broad on the port bow. Nogler had cleared the yacht basin late in the afternoon and made way directly down the Susquehanna Flats to the Nun Buoy west of Turkey Point, where he turned the bow to the weather and dropped anchor, thus becoming to the casual eye no more than a lone fisherman riding out what promised to be a temporary unpleasantness. The lowering sky brought an early twilight, and the weather, contrary to the forecast, which was for a general clearing and abating winds, not only persisted but worsened. The water became more turbulent, and a misty rain began to swirl, dimming the evening lights of Havre de Grace and Perry Point and the gaggle of bridges between. The anchor rode tautened, and the stern wanted to swing. A rotten development, for violent yaw reduced the efficiency of the laser-guided video magnifier. To better his chances for clear pictures and static-free audio, Nagler allowed the boat to settle back firmly on the anchor, making fast when the proper scope had paid out. Then, easing on the power and playing the rudder, he kept the anchor line taut and in sight until it was abeam. He hurried forward and threw in the second anchor, then dropped back and adjusted both roads so that they established equal scope at a 45-degree angle. The swinging fell off importantly, and he began to feel a little better about things. The video magnifier, along with the other hardware in his kit, was touted as being...